Welcome
Red
to
Hood.
Antiprep and Co. Hello, good evening, Doctor. Welcome to Antiprep and Co.
Yes,
you're here.
Round hugs everywhere.
On Tuesday. Who knew?
Indeed.
Groundhogs everywhere.
And
right,
we got an echo.
Right. And we've got an echo because somebody just started the website because of the fact that, well, he's stupid. Anyway, let's see. So this is the number one satirical web show in the land in terms of, well, what is that thing called? Yeah, Groundhog's Day.
Yes.
And just small batch for tonight.
Where for a day we basically worship a gigantic rodent.
Well, a gigantic rodent who doesn't want to give up.
Yeah.
You know, in his view, yeah, let's be fair, in his view, he suffered enough damage. You know, last year, it could have been his cousin that pretty much got derailed by the fucked up mayor of New York, de Blasio.
Which, by the way, I'm still laughing at the fact, of course, that he got bitten by the groundhog.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
And when I saw that on the news, I was on the floor laughing.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's one of those things that it's one of those things, I guess, that,
like, where you don't expect
don't expect.
But when it does happen, you're laughing your ass off.
Well, yeah, generally, yes.
Yep.
Sounds like a preview for a new Fox. Sounds like a preview for a new Fox special when groundhogs attack.
Yeah, right.
As hysterical as that sounds, it'd be interesting.
Yeah.
It would be very good. It'd be very good follow-up. Could you imagine? You know, and it being animated as well.
Oh God, that'd be awesome.
Oh, the fun would ensue. I mean, how?
Think about how awesome
would
that would be, though, Red Hood. That'd be incredible.
It would be insane. I mean, you're just looking at it, just looking at everything. It's just like, what?
Exactly. It's like, what the hell? I mean, remember the killer rabbit, ladies and gentlemen? Here's the killer groundhog.
It's even more what the hell. It's just like,
it's just wow.
it's wow, you know. I mean, you know, without really going into it, because it's a bit long and it's on the website, I composed a monologue practically from the groundhog's point of view. And it's really, it's funny because every year the groundhog looks extremely clueless.
Yeah.
You know, but yet
no
does
wonder
it
why
anyway.
The groundhog bit the guy.
What?
No wonder why the groundhog bit the guy.
Because
he finally just had enough and went, you know what? Fuck it.
Exactly.
You know what?
Fuck this.
Letting me down.
This is the last time I wake up at 7 in the morning.
Right.
I know. It's like, I woke up in the morning for this?
Like, I want to go back to bed.
It's like, just put me down and let me go back to sleep. You know?
Exactly.
Ugh.
I mean, it just, it is one of those things you just go, okay, right.
You know what he should have done? Was bite the mayor in the face instead of in the hand.
In the face would be a little bit too Hannibal Lecter. I mean,
Well, we could always rename the groundhog Hannibal.
True.
Hello, Clarice.
Yeah. Hello, Clarice. I have passed judgment.
Exactly.
Hello. The Hannibal.
In case you guys are wondering, that is probably one of the best movies I've ever seen before in my life. It is a great movie.
Oh, it's fun.
Oh, it's a great movie. And a nice Cliente.
Yeah, it's a nice kind of
comedy. Well, it's not really a comedy. It's comedy slash horror. But I mean, it's terrifying though. The fact, of course, that this guy will stop at nothing to get to you and your family. That's the terrifying part.
Well, yeah. I mean, nothing to get at you or your family, but then also,
which I believe was in that movie Silence of the Lambs, I think it was, unless, of course, I don't remember.
Unless, of course, what?
I don't remember. It was like years ago when this came out. I'm trying to remember when that was, which movie that was in, like either the first Hannibal Lecter or in Silence of the Lamb where he went after the guy's family.
It was in Red Dragon.
Oh, it was in Red Dragon. Okay. Another good movie.
Yeah. Well, they're all a trilogy. I mean,
yeah.
What do you know, in terms of like groundhogs and movies and whatever, I mean, the seminal one is Groundhog's Day.
Yeah.
But,
I mean, if we were to make a spoof called Red Hog, Silence of the Hog.
Red Hog, Groundhog, Black Hog.
Exactly.
Red Hog, Groundhog, Black Hog. And
Hog,
then how would you... Yeah,
blue.
Right.
Red Hog, Black Hog, Blue Hog,
Red Hog,
One
Black
Hog.
It would be the most fucked up.
Really, something like added Dr. Seuss. One
yes.
Hog, Blue Hog, Three Hog, Red Hog.
What? One Hog, Two Hog, Dr. Red
Seuss
Hog, Blue Hog.
Exactly. How to Hog by Dr.
Exactly.
Seuss.
Could you imagine it? Read by Carol Burnett.
Oh, Jesus. Speaking of that,
I mean,
there was a movie that the Grinch, there were like three Grinch movies as well that they did. One of them was, which was pretty controversial, called The Grinch Kills Horton.
They didn't actually do that, did they?
They did, actually.
Really?
Yeah, let me look it up. Hold on. But it was pretty controversial, so it wasn't released as a movie.
Mm-hmm.
How the Grinch Killed Horton.
How the Grinch Killed Horton.
Yep. I don't know if it's real or not, but...
I mean, it could have been a bad story title, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
It just, you know, I could imagine Dr. Seuss writing. And Horton goes into the bar. Wait a second.
Horton walks into the bar, sees the Grinch, tries to leave, and then...
And then exits the other way.
Exactly.
You know,
it's like, nope.
The Lorax comes running after him. You know... Lorax comes running after him,
oh,
and
God.
Basically, you know, charges after him, small as he is, trips his ankle, and then repeats the same process.
Exactly.
You know, it's
yeah,
all putting comedy into words.
It makes it's like a dark form of humor, which by the way, fans, you need to understand that Red Hood and I go way back. So, I mean, like, if we say something that you don't understand, just keep in mind, it's, like, probably an inside joke between us.
Yeah, but there aren't really inside jokes on the show. I mean, it's all public.
Yeah, but like there are occasions where there are inside jokes. You know?
Well, yeah, but most people won't get those jokes.
Unfortunately.
But yeah, the funniest thing about I think the funniest thing about Groundhog's Day, it's a version of Deja Vu.
It really is. It's just like, wow, didn't we already do this?
Yeah.
You know,
are we really doing this?
Yeah.
Is it really happening?
Like, are we seriously doing this? Why?
You know, why?
Cut.
Why would you... You know, why would...
One, it's technically animal abuse to do that because... Simply because of the fact that, like, they're holding your animal against its will at this point. You know?
Yeah.
That's all it is.
It was one of those things that holding them, one, you know, just like Valentine's Day is a commercial holiday. You got to have Christmas, and then you have, like, everything pretty much is a commercial holiday. But in the grand scheme of things, you know, you got to give it up for the groundhog who just goes, fuck this, I'm not going to do this.
It's like,
fuck you guys,
I'm going back in my hole.
I mean, it's not even a hole, it's a burrow, which is a nice burrow.
It's got cable TV.
He's got the Weather
TV,
Channel app.
The missus cooking water on a spit, which can't be too appetizing. You know.
He's got a beer. He's got some Budweisers.
Something like that.
Sorry.
You know.
Could you imagine a groundhog drinking a Bud Light?
Yeah.
Oh my word.
It's like something like out of the Fantastic Mr. Fox, you know?
Oh yeah. I mean, that's one of my favorite movies.
Which, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, look it up. It's a great movie.
Mhm.
George Clooney is the fox. Which, by the way, great
George
voice
Clooney's,
actor.
Yeah, George Clooney is Fox. You have Meryl Streep as Mrs. Fox.
Yep.
You have...
Who, by the way, is a beautiful woman.
Well, yes, but you have Mrs. Fox, and then you have Bill Murray as Badger.
No, he's the possum.
Possum, sorry. No, he's the Badger.
He is? Hold on, let me look it up.
He is the Badger.
Mate.
I own the movie.
So do I. Hold on, let me just double check. It's been a while since I've seen the movie.
Yeah. I mean, it's a great
movie. Oh, he is Badger. You're right.
Yeah, he is Badger.
Aha!
Aha! You know, but yeah, in the world of everything that smacks of everything, you know, I think that's what that has been.
Ow.
Whoops.
What was that?
That was a space fart.
Yep. That was an aha.
Aha. So
I apologize for Jonathan's flatulence, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Sorry, I had the burrito today.
Mm.
Oh, Wolodarski is Kylie.
Which what?
Wallace Wolodarski is Kylie. Okay, that's what threw me off.
Yeah.
William Dafoe was Rat?
Yes.
Holy shit. Owen Wilson was in it too.
Yep, Owen Wilson. Ooh. Like, all of them were in it.
Yeah. Oh, Meryl Streep is Mrs. Fox.
Yeah, but that's what you get when you have...
Which, by the way, that movie is hysterical. There is, there is a lot of dry humor in that movie, which is why I like it. You know? But anywho, Red Hood.
It is very funny. I mean, my favorite sequences are the ones with Bogus Bunsen Bean. Very funny. If you get the humor. But imagine if it was Groundhog's Day, Fantastic vs. Fox. Oh, how hilarious that would be.
Yes, it would. The Fantastic Mr. Groundhog.
You know, it would be the shortest movie alive. Yeah.
Well, three guys, I'm going back.
Directed by Wes Anderson for 1 minute. You know, voiced
like
by Alec Baldwin.
It's like, you know what?
voiced by Alec Baldwin.
Oh, God, help us all.
Yeah. Al Pacino.
Al Pacino, if he's still alive. Which
and
I
Bill Maher.
I don't think Al Pacino's alive, is he?
Yeah, he's currently doing China Doll on Broadway.
Oh,
but
really?
Yeah.
Cool.
But yeah, the funniest thing, I guess, really is...
Sorry.
It's everything, you know. It's a very slow news day. Usually, we don't do this kind of thing, you know.
Well, of course, we're bored out of our minds.
Yeah.
No, it's not whether we're bored out of our minds, but it's really whether, because we have a Tuesday and Wednesday show, those are official show days, but we decided to have a special because of the fact that it's Groundhog Day, you know. I'm just imagining the nagging of the wife, you know, Groundhog
Day. Oh, God.
Honey.
What?
What do you
first
want,
step
woman?
What's that
Why
first
do you
step
have to go out in the morning?
God damn. I can just, like, picture the wife saying, honey, what?
It's like,
what do you want, woman?
What is it? You know, what do you want? I want water and milk. Can you go get some?
No. That would be the wife's mother. So his mother-in-law. So I just picture him going, most groundhogs your age die. Why won't you?
Well, I don't think that would happen.
No.
But, you know, I don't think that would happen at
all.
But
it'd be funny.
It would be very funny.
most women your age die. Why won't you?
People do shit. Why
won't
you? Why won't this die? Why would this die?
Exactly.
Well, why won't this holiday die? Because it's a tradition in folklore. Since when? Since 1930. Okay.
Can I bite you now and give you rabies?
Can I bite you now?
No.
Damn.
Why?
Nope.
Why? Because, Because
it fucking hurts.
It's not even it fucking hurts. It just hurts. It hurts to be, you know, anything.
If you've ever been bitten by a hamster, imagine a hamster on steroids. That is what a groundhog is. You know, it fucking hurts to get bitten by a little rodent. Now, imagine a little rodent, make that six times as big. That is what a groundhog is. Okay?
It's
so when
amazing.
It bites you, you're going to feel it.
Like.
Like what, Johnny?
Like, oh, crap, he bit me.
No, it's more like, ow!
Like, what the?
No, it's not going to be
that.
You're going to be screaming.
And, you know, the guy is probably shaking his
shaking his stuff, you know, shaking his hand going,
That's
why?
It.
Why?
What did you get for holding me?
Why? The fuck up bit me? You know.
Well, that's what you get
for
being an asshole. You know? Well,
yeah, it's... We're happy it's spring. That's the best thing.
It has been such a nasty winter so far.
Yeah.
Actually, it's been a pretty mild winter.
Well, mild winter, lousy winter. We had Jonas, you know. We survived Jonas.
Yeah,
everything like that.
I've nor'easter, which, by the way, was very annoying.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I wanted to kill everybody who was on the road.
Yeah.
So,
I mean,
yeah.
Everybody who was on the road, or just everybody in general, you know.
Just no, you know?
No. But I guess instead of it being short, I guess we have nothing to talk about.
No, we don't.
Talk
which
about,
is unusual.
Which is very unusual, but we extend a happy wow, Valentine's Day. It's
not
it
quite yet.
There, but it's not a week yet.
It's not quite
yet.
There yet.
Not quite there yet. Happy Groundhog's Day to all of us and all of you. And
happy Groundhog's Day to everybody, and to all a good night.
Yeah, and we will see you
tomorrow night
for a regular show. Tomorrow night.
We'll make it up to you, folks. We promise.
Have a good night.
For a regularly scheduled insanity.
Yes.
Exactly. Regularly scheduled insanity bumps
and laugh.
At
now. Yeah.
Anyway, good night.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.